Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Bart Kauffman Field, the Indiana Hoosiers, hosting the number 2 ranked Louisville Cardinals. And in front of a season high crowd of 3,077, the Hoosiers, big winners last night, 4-3. A 4-run second inning was all they needed, and the number 2 Louisville Cardinals fell. Louisville had won 15 in a row heading into last night's battle. It was Indiana's first win over a top 5 opponent since beating Louisville back in 2014. The teams only found 10 hits total. Each team had 5. Andrew Salfrank, the freshman, he got the Hoosiers off to a great start. Here was the deal. Salfrank got into trouble almost every inning, but he got 2 ground ball double plays. The pitcher's best friend for a reason that got him out of a couple jams. But the story last night for the Indiana Hoosiers was the bullpen. They came in and shut down some of the best bats in the country as B.J. Sable, 2 hits in 2 innings. Cade Crisco, 5 outs, no hits. And Tim Herron, the sophomore lefty, might have had the out of the night. He was called in to take on the big bopper for the Louisville Cardinals. This kid's going to be a top 5 draft pick, perhaps, in the Major League Draft coming up next month. Brendan McKay. Herron threw him a steady diet of sliders, lefty on lefty, struck him out in a 4-3 game where one swing of the bat could have tied it. Whew. Matt Lloyd, the sophomore closer, came in. 1-2-3 ninth. Alex Krupa had 2 hits. Ryan Feinman and Matt Gorski drove in runs as well. And the Hoosiers' next stop will be in Columbus, Ohio to wrap up the regular season in the Big Ten Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the Buckeyes before returning to Bart Kauffman Field a week from today. They will host the 2017 Big Ten Tournament. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Congratulations to the Bloomington South Panthers. They are the girls' sectional champions. They won last night at Bloomington North, beating the host by 12 points. Edgewood finished 4th in last night's meet. Every winner will advance, and the top 3 in each event will move on to the regionals. And don't forget, if the times are good enough and the distances are good enough, there will also be call-ups for that meet. Jordan Monson, she was a double winner for Tom Stokes Panthers, winning the 100 and 300-meter hurdles. Her time in the 300-meter hurdles broke a 16-year-old school record, so congratulations to Jordan on setting that new mark. The Panthers also had winners. Senna Hendricks won the 100-meter dash. Todora Galuska won the 800, and the 3,200 relay team was also victorious. Also advancing for the Panthers is Zariah D'Souza in the 1,600, Annika Furr in the 3,200, Emmy McLean in the 300 hurdles, Bailey Silvers in the high jump, and Mackenzie Williams in the pole vault. North, who came in 2nd, had a double winner as well in Grace Williams. She won the 1600 and 3200. Elena Walls, her discus toss was good enough for 1st, and Dontrice Barbie, her shot put was the longest of the night. Justin Helmer's North Cougars 1600 meter relay team also advanced to the regionals. Edgewood had 1 champion in Amber Vakrumba. She advanced in the high jump, jumping 5'1". Also, Taylor Acuff is moving on in the shot put, and Alyssa Mila in the 400. The Reds return to the radio tonight as they take on the Cubs in Chicago. Scott Feldman gets the ball for the Kings of the Ohio, taking on Kyle Hendricks for the defending world champion Cubs. Marty Brenneman's pregame tonight is at 8 p.m. And don't forget, Dave and Glass in the zone and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.